Naval Hospital in Long Beach, California, the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Chase and Sanborn program, starring Francis Langford with Spike Jones, the City Slickers, Tony Romano. I'm Ken Carpenter, and our special guest this Sunday is Groucho Marx. And here's Francis.
Howdy-do, ladies and gentlemen. True to our plan to take the Chase and Sanborn show to a different service hospital each Sunday, we find ourselves today at the United States Naval Hospital in Long Beach, California. It's a remarkable place. Here the Navy helps the boys in every possible way to prepare for their return to civilian life. Many of them are studying civilian trades through the United States Armed Forces Institute, and still others are enrolled in local technical schools. They're a fine bunch of guys, fellows from your hometown and mine. And I'd like to start the show today with the song they picked, Sentimental Journey.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we'll leave it. Seven, I'll be waiting up for heaven.
Everybody to double up on coffee pleasure. It's your opportunity, it's easy, and here's the way to do it. You just adopt Chase and Sanborn coffee. Make it one of the family. And then enjoy Ice Chase and Sanborn, the king of summer drinks. Because flavor is the making of good hot coffee, everybody's agreed. But just think how much more important flavor is to your iced coffee. To make up for melting ice, you want all the flavor you can possibly get. So go the limit, get all you can. Get Chase and Sanborn coffee. This richer blend is a record breaker, the flavor choice of millions. In fact, through the past year, it brought more pleasure to more people than ever before in our history. And that partly accounts for the tremendous popularity of Ice Chase and Sanborn this year. New thousands are learning the special delights of iced coffee as it should be. So make it a rule all summer long, yes, the year round, always ask your grocer for delicious Chase and Sanborn coffee. Say, Francis, I want to congratulate you on your column, The Purple Heart Diary.
Thank you, Ken.
I read it every day in the Examiner.
Well, so do I, Francis. You sure know a lot about the services.
Well, I pick up a little scuttlebutt now and then. For instance, did you know that the sailors are going to get entirely new uniforms?
Well, yes, but that's not till after the war.
Even so, isn't it wonderful? Gosh, I wish they'd let me design the new uniforms. I'd create something beautiful, like pea-green trousers with accordion pleats and a blouse of shocking pink.
Well, that's one way to get more fighting men.
How do you mean?
Well, with an outfit like that, you've got to fight.
See what I mean?
Well, you see, Francis, the city slickers are all ready to play. How would you like to hear some music?
Oh, I'd love to. But let the slickers play anyhow. I'll wait outside. One of my favorite comedians, Mr. Groucho Marx. Hello, Groucho.
Francis, I just heard that there are a bunch of Marines here. You know, I've got a nephew in the Marines.
Oh, how does he like it?
How does he like it? Listen to this letter I just got.
All right.
Here, just pull up my lap and sit down. He says, Dear Uncle Groucho, I'm writing this letter to prove to you that life in the Marines isn't all you've been led to believe. Only one fellow I met here has a real tough job. He has to water the oak leaves on the major's shoulders. And my top sergeant is so sweet and considerate, we all call him Mom. Let me tell you what happens here on a typical day.
Yoo-hoo, Private Marx, yoo-hoo.
Oh, where am I?
You're in the Marines, and it's time to get up.
Who are you?
I'm your sergeant. It's almost time for breakfast. It's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? I distinctly remember leaving my call for 11:30.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's probably all my fault. But since you're awake now, how about getting up and having breakfast?
Oh, I'm a lazy old private this morning. I think I'll have breakfast in bed. Besides, I just can't make up my mind what to wear.
Doesn't nice private Groucho Wacho want to go to the mess hall with nice soggy warty?
Well, maybe you've got something. Maybe you've got something. But, first, I better make my bed.
You know the first lieutenant always makes your bed. This is the mess hall, Private Mark.
I see. What's the inscription over the door?
Oh, that. It says, through these portals pass the most beautiful kitchen police in the world.
Good morning, Private.
Oh, Groucho, this is Tony Romano, our steward. He comes from a long line of English butlers.
Well, tell him to get off the line and serve breakfast.
Breakfast is quite ready, sir. We have roasted pheasant, caviar, coddled eggs.
Oh, darn, the same old things. Why don't they give us what we really want? Mush.
Oh, I'll inform the chef, sir. He always welcomes suggestions. Now, begging your pardon, sir, would you and the sergeant prefer to be seated in the patio or in our intimate dining lounge in the radar room?
Oh, we'll just rough it at the colonel's table.
Pretty good, sir, but Colonel Carpenter hasn't finished his breakfast yet.
I'll take care of that. Well, good morning, Colonel.
Private Marks. And Sergeant Langford. Good morning indeed.
At ease, Colonel.
Oh, thank you. Oh, did you and the sergeant want my table?
Yes, Colonel, we're famished.
Well, of course, by all means. I'll just grab a bite somewhere else. Terribly sorry I kept you waiting.
That's quite all right, but see that it doesn't happen again.
I won't. Oh, by the way, Private, I noticed that your shoes aren't shined, your tie is untied, your brass is all smudgy, and your coat is completely unbuttoned.
Is something wrong with that, Colonel?
Oh, no, no, that's what we like. Just be yourself. And by the way, I'm having 500 beautiful girls here tonight to dance with you fellows.
Oh, rat, there goes my checker game.
But tomorrow, I'm afraid you may be asked to report aboard ship. We're going for a little sail. However, our destination will be decided by popular vote.
I'm sorry, Colonel, but I won't be able to join you. I've got a 12-hour pass.
A 12-hour pass? Why, you can't have any fun in 12 hours.
That's what you think.
Here, I'll write you out a 6-day pass. No, on second thought, I'll just leave the time blank and you can fill it out yourself.
Splendid, I'll do that. Well, good day, Colonel. You may go now. Oh, gosh, I'm tired. Sure was a busy day. Oh, I'm glad all us Marines get these springy rest mattresses. Oh. Come in. Oh, hello, Sarge.
Good evening, Private.
Are you going to sing me to sleep again tonight?
Why, of course I am. Now lie back and we'll have you off to dreamland in no time. Rock-a-bye, Groucho, here's the Sandman.
I saw you first, so tell him to scram.
Close little eyelids, try to count sheep. Oh, rock-a-bye, Groucho, time for you. Wake up now, Groucho, and remember, we'll be waiting to see your new picture, A Night in Casablanca. Friends, I've traveled quite a bit in the last 3 years, and if the Navy will bear with me, I'd like to say a word about an Army outfit that fed me from Casablanca to Guadalcanal. Its name doesn't appear in the headlines very often, because part of their glory is that their deeds are unsung.
I'm speaking of the Quartermaster Corps of the United States Army. The Quartermaster Corps is to the Army what a father is to his family. It provides the shoes, the clothing, the food for all our fighting men. As soon as enough ground is won to set up a stove, the Quartermaster Corps moves in and starts baking bread under fire. June 16th is the 170th anniversary of the founding of the Quartermaster Corps by the Continental Congress. It's a day when every soldier and civilian joins in the heartiest congratulations to an outfit that has been indispensable for 170 years. And for them, I'd like to sing a song that's been a special favorite of mine for a long time.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me.
Francis, that was really beautiful. Incidentally, what would you like me and the Slickers to play next?
Why, Spike, how wonderful.
That we're going to play?
That I have a choice.
Well, I take it that you'd like something quiet.
Well, can you play something quiet?
Oh, anything you suggest.
Then why don't you play Pinochle? Well, but there I go dreaming again. Play anything you want and let us try and guess what it is.
Honeymoon is coming soon. There will be a serenade to a pretty monkey maid. Soon a big baboon comes out to spoon beneath the moon. Oh, I'll be true to Monkey Doodle do way down in Jungle Town. So we left the teeming little village in search of that beautiful white goddess, Mamo. It was on a night of meatless Tuesday that we hacked our way through the dark, wild road. Until at last we came to a clearing, and there we found that beautiful girl, Mamo.
surrounded by a group of half-crazed, hysterical savages who, in their native tongue, were chanting the song of death.
Pistol, Peg, and Mamo, play that pistol
table and across the counter, this good word is flying. It's praise, praise, nothing but praise for Ice, Chase, and Sanborn Coffee. After winning more new friends than we can count in its record-breaking 81st year, Chase and Sanborn Coffee is setting a new high as iced coffee, the king of refreshing drinks. Now, that's only natural when you stop to consider that flavor is responsible for all the records that Chase and Sanborn has ever made all through the years. And flavor is the making of truly delicious iced coffee. You want all the flavor you can possibly get to offset the melting ice. Deep down, wholehearted, satisfying flavor in lavish, generous abundance. And that describes Chase and Sanborn coffee from the first sip to the last. This richer blend brings you all the flavor that your glass will hold. With meals in between, all summer long, enjoy more iced coffee. And enjoy iced coffee more. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
One of the greatest names in American popular music is undoubtedly Jerome Kern. Spike has made a medley of three songs which will feature Tony Romano, the Slickers, and I'll Be In There Too. Now, here's Tony.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your curly hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell them, and I really am going to tell them, that I'm the man whose wife someday you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great wide world you've chosen me. Dream is here beside me, long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed, you're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Thank you, fellas. Last week at the Corona Naval Hospital, I met a lot of guys I've seen overseas. And here at Long Beach, I know some more. Two of them are Private First Class Joseph Zima of the Marines and Bosun's Mate First Class R.A. Willand of the Navy. They were both on Pavuvu when our show played in the Russell Islands down in the South Pacific. Zima and Willand, I'm sorry you both got hit after Pavuvu, but I'm awfully glad you're coming along so well here. Friends, it's in behalf of great guys like Zima and Willand that I'd like to ask everyone to go the limit in this seventh war loan drive. Men like these fellows at Long Beach have put up with a great deal for us, to put it mildly. All they ask us to put up is the money. So, even if you've already bought seventh war loan bonds, even though you buy bonds every payday, do more. Think of the men in all our service hospitals. And friends, for their sakes, buy more bonds. Good night.
We wish to thank Captain C.M. Shar, commanding officer, and Lieutenant D.D. Henry for this day here at the United States Naval Hospital in Long Beach, California. Be with us again next Sunday at this same time when Francis Langford, Spike Jones and the City Slickers, Tony Romano, and our special guest, Mr. Gary Moore, will be appearing for the Armed Forces patients at Hoff General Hospital in Santa Barbara, California. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee, coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Ken Carpenter speaking from Long Beach, California. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight out of every ten say Royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, Royal desserts taste more delicious. And that comes straight from people who know, people who always use Royal desserts. When 1,526 told why, eight out of every ten said Royal desserts taste more delicious. Try one. Try Royal butterscotch pudding. It's smooth as satin, brimming with real old-time butterscotch flavor. Reminds you of that swell butterscotch candy Mother made sometimes and how you'd come a-running when you smelled it cooking. You love Royal chocolate and Royal vanilla pudding, too. Take whatever flavor your grocer has. They're all quick, easy, require no sugar. And try tangy, fruity Royal gelatin desserts, too. Remember, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 out of every 10 say Royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, Royal desserts taste more delicious.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.